silence seemed hoarse. When I saw him in the great desert, "Have pity on me," I cried to him, "whatso thou art, or shade, or real man." He answered me, "Not man. Man once I was, and my parents were Lombards and Mantuans, my country both. I was born sub Julio, though late, and I lived at Rome under the good Augustus, in the time of the false and lying gods. Poet was I, and sang of that just son of Anchises, who came from Troy after proud Ilion had been burned. But thou, why returnest thou to so great annoy? Why dost thou not ascend the delectable mountain, which is the source and cause of every joy? Art thou then that Virgil and that fount which poureth forth so large a stream of speech?" replied I to him with bashful front. "O honor and light of the other poem, I may the long seal avail me, and the great love which hath made me search thy volume. Thou art my master and my author. Thou alone art he from whom I took the fair style that hath done me honor. Behold the beast, because of which I turned. Help me.